Jaina sealed the inner hatch, then entered the safety override code into the floor hatch's control panel. She felt the blast boat turn so sharply that the inertial compensators could not quite counteract the G-forces, and then the status light in the ceiling changed from red to amber. Jaina positioned herself dead center on the floor hatch and made sure her quiet snipe and lightsaber were mag-clamped tight to her suit. The status light never changed to green, at least not that Jaina saw. She just heard a loud pop against her helmet, then her stomach jumped, and the inexorable hand of pressure imbalance shot her into space. She hit her thrusters, then started toward the shadowy mass of Nickel One's dark side. Between flashes of turbolaser fire, Jaina could already see brilliant domes of light rising from the surface of Nickel One. Jedi shadow bombs, reducing Verpine loading docks to slag and pebbles. Near the middle of the asteroid, a triangular cluster of still-glowing craters marked the ruins of the Knob-Nose transfer facility. She locked in the Knob-Nose coordinates and began to angle toward the glow. After an awkward landing and a short but taxing hike to her penetration point, Jaina lay on the drop suit's belly, reconnoitering the surrounding area. Directly ahead, at the base of a steep slope, sat the bantha-sized cylinder of a Flak Blaster 10. The artillery piece was pumping hard with all eight barrels, spitting dashes of white-hot Nerodium plasma out over the ridges and powder lakes to Jaina's right. On the opposite side of the gun emplacement lay the airlock Jaina needed, a triangular hatch located in a shallow cave hangar. Unfortunately, the gun crew had positioned their weapon just meters in front of the hangar entrance, so there was no way to reach the airlock without going through them. This was the part Jaina did not like about being a Jedi. She had grown up knowing stormtroopers only as enemies, had even fought a few of them as an adolescent. But she was old enough now to realize that being stormtroopers didn't make them evil, or corrupt, or even wrong. It made them a lot like her. Just soldiers trying to do their duty, serving a cause they probably believed to be a good one. And Jaina was going to kill all 12 of them. Not because they were shooting at her parents, nor even because she needed to reach the airlock behind them. She was going to do it because if she didn't, they would report her infiltration and ruin her mission. She was going to kill them for the most dispassionate of all reasons, because it was necessary. Jaina snapped her lightsaber off its mag clamp, primed the minicannon in the drop suit's left arm, then focused her attention on the dust caps dangling from thin cords at the end of the Flak Blaster's emitter nozzles. They were probably the simplest technology on the weapon, just Shrinlasti socks designed to seal out dirt, moisture, and anything else that might get down the barrels during storage or transport. But they were also electrical non-conductors to prevent static buildup, which meant the magnetic sleeves that encased the plasma packets as they raced up the barrel would disintegrate on contact. Confident that Kydus would be too busy worrying about Luke and her parents to sense what she was doing, Jaina used the Force to grab three dust caps, all she could control at once, and slip them over their emitter nozzles. The gun commander cocked his helmet and just seemed to stare at the barrel ends in disbelief. The gas chief and his tank changer spun away and dived for cover, distracting the master engineer, who turned toward them instead of keeping his attention fixed on the output gauges and barrel monitors that might have saved them all. The master engineer was still turning when the first plasma packets reached the dust caps. The entire gun crew disappeared beneath a boiling dome of white fire. A couple of seconds later, the Flak Blaster's defensive shields finally came down. What looked like a miniature solar flare went arcing out over the asteroid. Then liquefied gas began to boil from damaged Nerodium canisters, expanding into a thick emerald fog. Jaina sprang down into the fog, using the Force to descend the slope in a single leap. She landed a few meters behind the ring of jagged blue glowing metal that had once been the Flak Blaster. She raced into the hangar and collided headlong with a stormtrooper rushing out to aid his companions. Being the smaller one, Jaina found herself accelerating backward with the stomach-churning abruptness possible solely in low gravity. Fortunately, she was the only one expecting a fight, so she had time to reach out with the Force and pull the stormtrooper along. He was so surprised and confused that he did not reach for his blaster holster until he was chestplate to chestplate with Jaina. And by then, she had the hilt of her lightsaber jammed against his ribs. The life left him in a red puff of decompression. A pair of armored figures emerged from the hangar entrance, looking like armored ghosts as they came rushing through the fog carrying medkits and emergency life support packs. Jaina raised her arm and ran a line of cannon bolts across their faceplates, reducing their helmets to balls of red mist before they had any hope of reporting her presence.